to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is an internationally renowned motivational speaker, award-winning columnist, sought-after holistic wellness consultant, and Pulitzer-nominated author. She's been helping thousands of people reach mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness for decades and taught health and fitness at UCLA for 30 years. She was selected as one of 10 Healthy American Fitness Leaders by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. Here to share some stress busters, welcome to the show, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Doc.
Hi, it's wonderful to be back with you again.
Oh, it's great having you here. Now, your book, Recipes for Health Bliss, focuses on reducing stress in the body using the right diet. What are some of your favorite de-stressing foods, and how do they help us?
So you want to pick great superfoods. You know, some foods are full of calories and void of nutrition, and other foods are low in calories and so packed with nutrition that they earn the title of superfood. So some of my, and let me just say this, when I was a teenager, my grandmother used to say to me, here's a good way to think of nutritious food. Produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. And she'd always suggest that I look to nature for what to eat, because she would say, in nature, you don't find ice cream trees and donut vines and potato chip bushes.
Right.
But the healthier foods you eat, the healthier you're going to be. You know, some of my favorite ones, you know, are everything from broccoli to blueberries, tomatoes, almonds, garlic, avocados, bananas, apples, cinnamon, oats. I could go on and on. In Recipes for Health Bliss, I have 250 full-color recipes as well.
I'm wondering, why when we're stressed we don't crave broccoli? Why do we crave carbs and sweets? You think that would create that vicious cycle because these foods actually contribute to stress?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because when you're stressed out, you create more of that stress hormone called cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
And if you combine that with not getting enough sleep, because when you're stressed out, you usually don't sleep well.
Right.
And then too little sleep makes you hungry, especially for calorie-dense, unhealthy foods, and primes your body to hold on to all of the calories you eat. So when you're under extra stress, that is a time that you must get extra sleep, and especially if you want to lose weight. It's almost impossible to win the weight loss battle if you don't make getting good sleep every night a non-negotiable habit.
Oh, I think you hit it right on the head there, because you're right. If lack of sleep, you increase what's called ghrelin. I call it ghrelin the felon. It makes you hungry. You're starving. You just want to eat these foods that increase the sugar, carbs that give you that emotional high so you make it through the day, but then you crash, and these are unhealthy sources. So you're right.
Exactly.
I think if a good night's sleep, you don't crave them as much, so that's important. How important is exercise in relieving stress? Where does that fall on your lists?
Oh, it's one of the best ways to relieve stress in your body. You know, get moving. There was a great study done at USC here close to where I live, and the leader of this study had these patients take a vigorous walk enough to raise their heart rates just over 100 beats per minute. They basically walked on the flat track, and then they also had a placebo group, and what they did is they tested the level of tension in the body and found that a 15-minute bout of exercise reduced the tension, the stress in the body, by 20%. And the effect was greater than the second group who were given a tranquilizer. So when you're under stress or you know big stress is about to happen, go for a walk, hit the gym, do weight-bearing exercises, and even yoga. Studies show that those who practice yoga have lower stress hormones than those who don't.
And when you exercise, it helps you sleep better at night, and we just hit the number one reason people are overweight. So you just hit two of them.
Exactly. I'll also say that I'm a big believer in two superfoods. I call them magic bullet superfoods, and it's Hawaiian spirulina. Lots of over 200 studies done on spirulina. And Hawaiian astaxanthin, that is, to date, discovered to be the most powerful antioxidant on planet Earth. So those are two I'd never be without. But I had a client that came to me for the first time just over 6 months ago. She was stressed out. She had gained 40 pounds in about 3 years. She was depressed. She could hardly get out of bed in the morning. She had aches in her muscles. And I put her on my whole body program, head to toe, inside out, to de-stress her body and create vibrant health again. And the changes she made in just 6 months, and I asked her to write in her own words what the experience was like and exactly what she did. And I just, knowing I was going to be with you today, I just posted it yesterday on the home page of my website. If you click on the world's best kept health, detox, and age-defying secrets at SusanSmithJones.com, you can read the story of how she completely distressed her body.
That's awesome. And one thing that you recommend, which I'm a huge advocate of, and it does link to being stressed, is if you don't drink enough water. Share how something as simple as being dehydrated can be linked to stress.
Yeah, absolutely. What I always like to say is our bodies are about 70% water. Our cells are, and so is planet Earth. I don't think that's a coincidence.
No, I...
So you need to drink enough water, because at a cellular level, when you're dehydrated, it just changes all the functioning of your body. And people say to me, well, Susan, I drink coffee, teas, colas, I have alcohol. You know I'm getting enough liquids. Now, they're wet, but they're not water. They're anti-water. They actually dehydrate your body. And lack of moisture in our faces causes wrinkles, the way lack of moisture in grapes causes raisins. And we need to maintain a proper fluid balance daily for the kidneys, for brain function, to rid the body of waste material and toxins, and to maintain radiant health. It's also a safe, cheap, and effective appetite suppressant, because a big glass of water 15 to 20 minutes before a meal or a snack actually fills you up. And most of the time, David, when we think we're hungry, we're actually thirsty. So get in the habit of drinking water throughout the day.
I love your grape raisin analogy. I'm going to use that. I'm an analogy king, and I'm borrowing that from you. I love that.
Great. Hey. Or sometimes I'll say this: lack of moisture in faces causes wrinkles, the way lack of moisture in a plum causes a prune.
Oh.
Yeah.
Prune face.
And who wants a pruney face?
That makes sense. That's awesome. And then that can apply there. And then just the few seconds we have, what about taking your work home with you? I know you speak at corporate events about positive workforce. Is that an issue there?
And what did you say, taking work home with you?
Yeah, this work seems to be an area of a lot of stress. Is there an answer that people can combat that on the workplace?
Yeah, well, first of all, if you love your work, it's not like you're working at home. But... you know, if taking that work home means that all of a sudden you only get 4 to 5 hours of sleep and you can hardly get out of bed the next morning and you have no time for dinner, then that's going to destroy your health. It's all about balance. The body reflects the mind reflects the spirit, but the body's a great place to start. And you've got to choose to bring balance back into your life.
By the way,
in my current April newsletter, I've got lots of information on stress, weight loss, looking younger, and how to live a more balanced life. And that's right on my homepage, SusanSmithJones.com.
Thank you so much, Dr. Smith, for all that fantastic de-stressing information. And for more about how to de-stress your life or to purchase recipes for health bliss, go to SusanSmithJones.com. That's SusanSmithJones.com. Remember, you can podcast these shows at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. Stay well.